So part of it being glamorous, you get some positive media attention sometimes. It's nice to be on like the cover of Time and like be the person of the year. It's maybe a little less nice to be on the cover of People with like one of your wedding photos. Depends who you are. Some people would like that. I'd really hate it. But when Ballywag like, you know, analyzes your lecture and just tears you apart, like you definitely don't want that. Nobody wants that. And then one thing I almost never hear people talk about is you're just a lot more committed. So if you're an employee of a startup, and you know, things are stressful, it's not going well, you're unhappy, you can just leave. For a founder, you can leave, but it's very uncool, pretty much a black eye on the rest of your career. And so you really are committed, you know, for 10 years if it's going well, probably more like 5 years if it's not going well. So 3 years to figure out that it's not going well, and then if you find like a nice landing for your company, another 2 years at the acquiring company. And if you leave before that, again, it's not only going to harm yourself financially, it's going to harm all your employees, so you pretty much don't. So if you're lucky and you have a bad startup idea, you fail quickly, but most of the time it's not like that. All right, moving right along. And I should say, I've had a lot of this stress in my own life, especially in the early years of Facebook. You know, I just got really unhealthy, I wasn't exercising, had a lot of anxiety, actually like throughout my back, like almost every 6 months, like when I was like 21, 22, which is like pretty crazy. And so if you do start a company, be aware that you're going to have to deal with this and you have to actually manage it. It's actually like one of your core responsibilities. Ben Horowitz likes to say like the number one role of a CEO is managing your own psychology. It's absolutely true. Make sure you do it.